Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Welcome to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Thanks so much for choosing to spend some time with me. If I haven't met you before, my name is Jacob, and it is an honor to have you listening to this week's episode. Now, I do have two announcements that I want to share with you. Number one, if you are a regular podcast listener and you are enjoying what you've listened to so far through the past few episodes, I really want to encourage you to do one thing. I would love for you to, in whatever podcast player you're listening to this episode, follow, subscribe, like, whatever the designated call to action to get this podcast in your daily podcast feed as you are waking up and getting ready for work, as you're working out, as you're driving to work, maybe working throughout the day or driving home. Whatever you're doing and whenever you want to listen to this episode, make sure you have it right at your fingertips in your podcast player app. That way you can get tips, tricks, more, anything that we talk about that can help you go from good to great. Now, announcement number two, this is something really special that I have shared a little bit about in my personal channels, my personal social media channels, but I've been writing a book called Work the Problem. And I'm excited to announce that we're getting close to the end of writing and getting into the editing and getting it ready for publishing. But I just want to share that announcement with you because I'm really excited about it. Just like we talk about everyday things, the habits that make us who we are, this book is a specific look at the way that we solve problems. We take a look at what a problem is, and I propose to you five steps that can improve your problem-solving process and create a habit in your business or personal life to solving problems better and getting to a solution in a much quicker time than you used to. So I will be sharing more information about the book as we get closer to publish date. My estimated goal is by Thanksgiving, so fingers crossed on that. I will give you an update when that is ready. Now, this week's episode is very exciting because we get to talk about a book that I think you should read. This is the first book that I present to you and that I have, I've read this in the past. I have read it a few times, actually, and it is very fitting for the topics that we talk about each week. And as the first book that I think you should read, it's quite fitting. So I really want you to take this idea and this suggestion to heart as we talk about a book you should read. So on this podcast, we talk about not only about lessons that I've learned doing things in life. When we bring on friends that you should meet, like Seth a couple weeks ago, we talk about not just who they are, what they do. We don't just get to know them. We talk about one cornerstone in their daily or weekly lives that changes the game for them. Now, you could call this many different things. You could call this a rhythm, a routine, a discipline. But at the root of it, these things that we talk about simply are habits. The everyday is made up by little habits. And that's what this whole podcast is about. It's about everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. And now that might sound like we're talking about commonplace things with normal people and talking and sharing regular conversations. That is true because we want to make this a place that is approachable, inviting, welcoming, and able to talk to anybody from A to Z. But really at the root of the name of the podcast is every day. It's the things that we do every day that make the big changes. It's the things that we do every day that move the needle. And in this first installment of books you should read, I really want to hone in that idea of the everyday, of the habits, and start off with one book that very clearly, straightforward, no-nonsense discusses habits, and that's called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Back in 2014, when I was serving in ministry down in Georgia, we had the opportunity to go to this thing called Catalyst Conference. It's a leadership conference where many different speakers and authors and well-known figures, especially within the faith world, come in and talk. Now, of course, there are some pastors that we got to hang out with and listen to. There are some worship bands that showed up and led worship, but there also were some New York Times best-selling authors and psychologists and journalists that, even though they might have a Christian faith background, they're not necessarily in the faith space primarily. One of those authors who spoke, his name was Charles Duhigg, and he talked about habits, and specifically the habit loop. The habit loop exists and is made up of cue, routine, reward. Sometimes that could be viewed, especially in areas of maybe addiction therapy, as trigger, action, result. So breaking down what happens when, for instance, the alarm goes off. The alarm goes off, that's the cue. I press stop and get out of bed, and the reward is I'm awake. Little things like that, but also it can come into play a few different other ways. While there are positive habits to develop, such as, hey, I'm gonna not press snooze and I'm just gonna get out of bed, just like I had mentioned a moment ago, there are also sometimes negative habits, like when you feel your phone buzz, and that's the cue for you to look at your phone. And then you get a hit of dopamine, the thing that creates the neural pathway to create a habit. And then you give into this cue over and over and over again. And you find yourself, when your phone is not in your hand, craving to have your phone out, open, scrolling through Facebook, Instagram. Hello, I'm preaching to the choir on this one. The habit loop is powerful, and it explains why we do what we do in our lives. Now, this is just one portion of Duhigg's book that kind of explains why we are the way we are. He goes into other topics throughout the book, including, you know, the things that we prioritize habit-wise, the keystone habits that matter the most. He also talks about loose connections and loose relationships, the 12-step programs such as Alcoholics Anonymous and why they spark change the way they do. There's a lot of really great information in the book, but if you are going to be someone who is a leader, someone who is aspiring to lead, maybe you're interested in changing the way things are in your life because you're just feeling like you're in a rut. You have been going through everyday life and you don't feel like you're making it anywhere. You just feel like you're running on a wheel like a rat. And this is a really good book to kind of get into the psychology of why we do the things we do. Now, does understanding our habits necessarily cure the bad habits that we're a part of? No, not really, not always. But when we start to look at the what and look at the reasons why these things exist and how they're created, through doing so, we can then start to hack that habit loop that I talked about. So let's take a practical look at changing habits. So just for the sake of the example, you are someone who enjoys snacking as soon as you get in the front door. You normally unlock the door, put your keys on your key loop, you put your bag down and you walk straight to the kitchen and pick up my favorite snack, the chocolate covered pretzels. You do this because your subconscious, your brain is saying that as soon as you enter the door, that's the cue. What you do next is go to the kitchen, grab the chocolate covered pretzels. You get the sweetness and the saltiness because we all know that's delicious. Don't fight me on this. And that's your reward. Your reward is receiving this and getting those delicious pretzels. But as a result of eating so many chocolate covered pretzels, let's be real here. You start to pack on the pounds. You start to get sluggish. Your body is not processing nutrients because there are none, unfortunately, within this snack. So you want to change some things. So let's look at that habit loop. The cue, door opens and you walk through. Routine, you walk to the kitchen and grab the pretzels. Reward, chocolate covered pretzels. So let's keep the same cue in the same routine, but let's change the reward, or at least the back half of the routine and the reward. Instead of walking to the kitchen to grab chocolate covered pretzels, you instead grab an apple. So your mind starts the habit loop as soon as you walk through the front door. You are making a beeline for the kitchen as soon as you throw your bag down. And instead of grabbing that bag of chocolate covered pretzels, you go to the refrigerator and grab an apple. Now, your brain, first of all, is starting to say, whoa, 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 what is going on? Because you've made this conscious decision to stop the subconscious process and cycle that has occurred in your brain. As you begin to make these choices consciously, instead of letting the habits take over in your mind, what you're doing over time by going and grabbing an apple or going and grabbing some sort of healthier option than chocolate covered pretzels, what you're doing is you're creating new habits in your brain that then lead to better results. If you follow that example out, then you will begin to crave healthier things. At least on paper, we could say that. You on paper will be, then begin to desire to be healthier, and that creates a whole new habit in your life that you can stand by and becomes better in the end. So one book that I think you should read is The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And the subtitle is Why We Do What We Do in life, in business. The kind of snippet is in Power of Habit. Award-winning business reporter Charles Duhigg takes us to the thrilling edge of scientific discoveries that explain why habits exist and how they can be changed. Distilling vast amounts of information and engrossing narratives that take us from the boardroom of Procter & Gamble to the sidelines of the NFL to the front lines of the civil rights movement, Duhigg presents a whole new understanding of human nature and its potential. At its core, The Power of Habit contains an exhilarating argument. The key to exercising regularly, losing weight, being more productive, and achieving success is understanding how habits work. As Duhigg shows, by harnessing this new science, we can transform our businesses, our communities, and our lives. If you want to change the way things are in your life because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is the book that I would recommend you read. It is, you know, probably about 300 pages, but it's worth it. If you sit down and read maybe 10 to 15 pages a day, you can get through this in a month, which is not a bad timeline to read a book. And if you take this information and apply it to your everyday life as you're reading it, you will see results. Why do I say that? Because I did this when I read this book. And I saw results. I started waking up early. I started doing things before my day started because of wanting to change the habits in my life. And I saw clear results. I was not tired at work. I was excited about working. And my overall outlook on life changed because I made the choice to take advantage and make the most of my day. If you're interested in picking up a copy of The Power of Habit for yourself so that you can learn more about what we talked about, kind of the why and the what behind habits, you can do so by searching, especially in Amazon. We live in an Amazon world where things can get there in about 24 hours. You can search for the keyword, The Power of Habit, on Amazon, and you will see the author's name come up. It is a yellow-covered book with red and black accents on the front page. So do yourself a favor, pick this up. It's not super expensive. It's really easy to get through, and it's a fun ride of a book. So remember the two things that we talked about earlier in the announcements. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, do whatever you needed to do to get this podcast in your daily feed and notifications sent to you. And number two, we are writing a book called Work the Problem that should be out later this year. So thanks so much once again for tuning in. And as always, your everyday matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.